الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
Let us all recite Durood Sharif together.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
أما بعد, most respected friends, elders, honorable ulama-i kiram, and our esteemed mothers and sisters, I have recited the ayat karima before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us regarding this Mubarak 10 days that we are in. This is once more an opportunity for you and I to draw from the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal. This morning I have been reading one kitab, and the author in that particular kitab have compiled more than 10 reasons why this Mubarak 10 days of the Hijjah or the Ashara of the Hijjah are meritorious and great in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You see, when a person does not understand the greatness of something, then we have this tendency of not valuing it. But when you appreciate, often the example is given, جب انسان ہیرے کو نہیں جانتا ہے تو وہ ہیرے کی قدر نہیں کرے گا. Meaning, when the diamond is given to you, it has not gone through the process of polishing, then for you and I, if you are not expert, then that is just a mere stone. But once you appreciate and realize, then the value of it, the qadr of it, is going to enter into our hearts. So one of the very first reason as to why this Mubarak days are so meritorious is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam and oath in Quran Sharif, وَالْفَجْرُ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرُ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from time to time takes an oath and qasam to explain to us that this statement is greater or much more weightier and heavier. Not to say the other statements of Quran are not, but just for us to understand in a context and appreciate that whenever Allah takes an oath to show the greatness, that is why Allah Ta'ala says this 10 nights are most Mubarak nights and most meritorious nights which are we currently going through. Today being the second Dhul Hijjah, we and I as a Muslim Ummah, let us appreciate and value these Mubarak days. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, speaking to the Sahaba, that these months are from the months of the sacred, the greatness, minha arba'atun hurum. And in the hadith it comes mutawaliyat. You see, mutawaliyat sequential in order. So there you understand that the three sacred months are together. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram al-Haram. And the fourth month, that is also part of this, ورجب المضر الذي بين جمادى. Scholars will appreciate the language of the hadith. And the fourth month that you find, which is the sacred, honored, respected, is the Rajab, which you find between Jamad al-Thani and Sha'ban. So ya Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and again this comes in the Quran, inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum. You know, just on a side note, let us pause for a moment. Allah has made these months, the number is 12. For years and years, there hasn't been any system that has to say, well, we're going to change the numbers of months into 13 or 11. And where the humanity follows. So this goes to show, in the Urdu language we call it, ye to qudrat ka karishma hai. This is amongst the grandiose and the magnanimous nature and the shaan of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala announced from the time the world was created, when Allah says there are 12 months, it will be 12 till the day of Qiyamah. The third important things with regards to this Mubarak month of Dhul-Hijjah, which we are in currently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in Quran Sharif, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. To remember Allah Azza wa Jal and to make his dhikr during this Mubarak 10 days. Now you might ask, Maulana, but this is just a normal ayat where a specific month of Dhul-Hijjah is not mentioned. Subhanallah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Mujahid rahmatullahi alayh, likes of Ata bin Rabah, Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr, Ata al-Khurasani, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, they all are unanimous. What are the ayyame ma'lumat? What are those known days where Allah is making reference in which person should make dhikr? They all are unanimous that this is the 10 days of this Mubarak month of Dhul-Hijjah. My beloved friends, this is once more an opportunity for us to take from the treasures of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Let us appreciate that a person would make dhikr throughout the year, throughout the days, throughout the months. But somewhat, there is an indication for us to accelerate much more greater. And understand one important logic. You see, whenever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala brings anything to a conclusion or any tehwar that occurs in our life, tehwar again, mashallah, appreciate the other languages then for us to understand the greater and deeper meaning would become easier. You know, the moments and the days of celebration. Then how do you make ibadat? What is the greatest way of thanking Allah? Is to accelerate yourself and exert yourself in the ibadat. For example, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha that is going to come. It is the days of celebration. Time and again we hear one time two rakats of salah extra that a person has to perform. Why is it? This is not a burden, but to show our appreciation in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Likewise, we are now coming to the year end Islamically as the Qamri year. The Qamri meaning the moon, the lunar year is going to come to an end. How do we appreciate Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? By making his dhikr, you know, by speaking about Allah, by remembering Allah. And this is how Allah wants us to end on a good note. This is where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that in these Mubarak 10 days, in these Mubarak 10 days, make my dhikr, remember me, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will greatly reward us. We understand the fourth important reason in this regard. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his Mubarak tongue, my beloved friends and elders, explained that afdalu ayyami yawmi dunya, the greatest moments and the greatest days in the Mubarak month or in the entire universe throughout the year are the first 10 days of this Mubarak Dhul-Hijjah. Let us appreciate and value these Mubarak moments. Sahaba were brilliant. They ask Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O beloved of Allah, O our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are mentioning this to us, that these Mubarak 10 days of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the greatest. If there is nothing greater than these days, O my beloved Nabi, is there anything like it? Is there anything similar or replica or a duplicate or a copy? Allah's Nabi said, no. There is nothing that is greater or like the 10 days in this Mubarak month of Dhul-Hijjah. Yes, Allah's Nabi explained, except for one thing. O my Sahaba, what is that one thing? Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, yes, when a person goes in the jihad fi sabidillah, when the Muslim are required actually physically to go and fight in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then that person spends their wealth, he gives their life and he becomes shaheed. That person is greater. That action is greater. But there's nothing other than that that is more meritorious, other than these great days of this Mubarak month of Dhul-Hijjah, my beloved friends. Then understand, on the fifth, we have the Hajis that go to Yawmul Arafah. Subhanallah. The ninth of Dhul-Hijjah, my beloved friend. What great, my beloved friends. When the Hajis go to the Yawmul Arafah, you know, let us appreciate and value one thing. We hear in the hadith all the time, ulama are present here, that is the time of tahajjud salah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes down to the lower heavens to speak to the person that has woken up in tahajjud salah. Hai koi maangne wala taake main usko ata karun. Is there anyone that is going to beg from me so I can grant it to him? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala announces, and likewise, Allahu Akbar, it also happens in the last third of the portion of the night, in these Mubarak days of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also comes down. Obviously, come down doesn't mean literally, but here, and as we explain in the Urdu language for the better understanding, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ki tajalli nazil hoti hai. Likewise, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes every night in the latter portion when the people are waking up for tahajjud salah. But there's only one exception on the Yawmul Arafah. Ulama explained that even during the day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes down to the lower heavens and speaks to malaikat, and he tells, Ya malaikati, unduru ila ibadi. Ya malaikati, unduru ila ibadi. Oh my angels, be witness, look at towards my servants. Yarjuna rahmati. Allahu Akbar. They are hopeful of my mercy. They are wanting for my rahmah. Yarjuna rahmati. They are asking for me to forgive them. They, obviously the reference here is Haji, but the person that even doesn't go to perform the Hajj, then at least we can try and assimilate ourselves with those Hujjaj. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, these people, para ganda pasta halat, meaning they are disheveled hair, you know, they absolutely in the ihram, to sort of, you know, this simple attire and whatnot, simple in our eyes, but great in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. O my malaika, you be witness as they are expecting of my mercy. I have pardoned each and every one of them. Understand, my beloved friends, ibadat during this first 10 days of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ulama mentioned, when a person fasts during the days of these first 9 days, from 1 till the 8th, ulama mentioned for every fast, yet it is not compulsory, but it is encouraged, it is sunnah, what not. For every fast, Allah will reward that person of keeping roza for 1 year. Look at the kindness of Allah, brothers, I haven't even started and my time is almost up. Nevertheless, then you understand the person that performs the fast or that keeps the fast on the day of Arafah. My beloved friends, understand and appreciate. Allah rewards that person equivalent to you fasting for 2 years. And for every fast that a person keeps, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pardons the saghira, the small gunas for 1 year. Allahu Akbar. My beloved friends, as the Hujjaj are departing, and many of them have departed already, they're performing the Hajj and whatnot. What great moments. Understand, let us appreciate. I want you to pause and think for a moment that throughout the year, the ibadat you can perform. You can perform your namaz, perform your, keep your fast, give your zakat, everything else. But these are the 10 days in which every ibadah simultaneously put together. You are able to fast, give your sadaqah, give your charity, and hajj. You cannot perform hajj throughout the year other than these moments. And qurbani also, the actual qurbani, person cannot perform throughout the year any other time other than the stipulated time. So these are very, very mubarak days. That is why the poet says very, very beautifully in the Urdu language,
rahe jaate hain ye arman hai mere seene mein, na kaabe ki gali dekhi na pahuncha main Madine mein, suna hai noor ki barsaat hoti hai Madine mein, suna saat hoti hai Madine mein, ilahi ek chita lage hum sab ke seene mein.
Everyone say amin, my brothers.
Ilahi ek chita lage hum sab ke seene mein, na kaabe ki gali dekhi na pahuncha main Madine mein.
Subhanallah, these are beautiful couplets written by Honorable Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. In essence, in a nutshell, Hazrat is saying that I have this burning desire where we want to go from Makkah to Medina to perform our Umrah and Hajj. And now we have heard the countenance, the mercy of Allah is descending. Oh Allah, make it such that one drop of that mercy must touch our hearts so our destiny can also change. Many things I wanted to mention. Lastly, my beloved friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these days are Mubarak. He is on the day, in day Arafah, have delivered a sermon to the Sahaba. More than 100,000 Sahaba are present. Very emotional message. And now Allah's Nabi engages in the dua. He is riding his beautiful camel. And as he is engaged in the dua, my beloved friends, is engaged in the dua, and suddenly Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam comes and the wahi is being revealed. Sahaba are observing.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
My beloved friends, my dear congregant, I promise you, if you understood this ayat, out of excitement your heart will fall out. Your heart will tear out of excitement. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is telling our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Oh my beloved, oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we have completed our deen upon you, for your ummah. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Oh my beloved Nabi, whatever bounties we wanted to grant you, your ummah, at this point now they have reached completion. They have reached the height of excellency and level. Wa radhitu lakumul Islam deena. And I have chosen for you, oh my beloved and your ummah, Islam is the greatest religion. Islam is the greatest religion. Wallah, my beloved friends, I mentioned this with Tahdith bin Ni'mah. On this ayat alone, we can speak for hours and hours. Let us appreciate our religion. Let us appreciate where Allah has kept us. And let us appreciate this great Mubarak month of Dhul-Hijjah. Let us value these days. I wanted to say much more, but Ya Rasulullah, Sahbat Baqi, when Allah allows us, another occasion, inshallah, we will speak of this. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Let us complete our sunnah, inshallah.